Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
There was a huge moment on The Bachelor last night when Kaylin told Colton that she was sexually assaulted in college.
So 4 years ago, I was a sophomore in college. It was actually 4 years ago in October, so. Me and three of my girlfriends went to one of my friends' houses and they drugged our wine. I woke up the next morning and I was completely naked in my bed and had no memory of the night before. And I had like a small vision of a guy in my bed. And I was like, I just had this pit in my stomach. It's like something really bad happened last night. My girlfriend called me and said three of us were all sexually assaulted.
This was a really big deal last night and very powerful because I don't think anyone, I don't quote me on this, but I am pretty sure I read that this is the first time that anything like this has been happened or revealed on The Bachelor. Colton responded talking about his ex-girlfriend who everyone's pretty sure he's talking about Allie Raisman, the Olympic gymnast and survivor of pedophile Larry Nassar. So here's what he had to say.
I have had a situation in my past where I was in a relationship in which she was sexually abused. And for me, that was the hardest thing I ever had to watch. Going through something with someone, looking into her eyes and just knowing like the pain associated with it. And like, who am I to feel the pain when I wasn't the victim?
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are banned from the set of The Voice despite their BFF John Legend being the coach on the upcoming season. Sources say Legend was pushing for the rapper to be an advisor for Team John, and when the other coaches found out about it, they voiced their concerns to the higher-ups. Producers and the network believe Kanye has just caused too many problems in his personal life and endeavors lately, and they just feel like it would be the best if him and Kim stayed away from the show for John's first season.
Could you imagine hopping up there like, I'm gonna let you finish, but I got the best voice!
It would for sure. Here's the thing, like, thinking from a producer's standpoint, would it be a blank show?
Of course.
But would that make good TV? Yes. So I would say bring him on. Let him come on as much as he wants because I think that would pull really good ratings.
But he goes so long. Imagine trying to edit that down. He'll go on a 30-minute rant.
For live TV, it doesn't suit very well. Liam Payne and model Naomi Campbell enjoyed a secret date night last night at London's O2 Arena. They went to see the Nigerian singer David perform from a private suite. The source says Liam and Naomi were keen to keep a low profile. They entered and exited the arena via the back door and were quickly whisked up to a VIP suite in level 3. The source also said after the show they left together in the back of a blacked out green Range Rover and Liam was seen putting his arm around her waist. Liam and Naomi's date night comes just days after they publicly flirted via Instagram. Now am I completely wrong on this, but Naomi Campbell, isn't she the supermodel that like throws her cell phone at people?
Catch this with your face.
Pork chops nodding yes. And Tracy Morgan talked about the challenges of being married to a woman who is 18 years younger on Jimmy Kimmel.
You know, I just got married again.
Yeah.
And my wife is 18 years younger than me.
Hell.
So when you have a beautiful young woman like that, it puts you at a disadvantage in the marriage.
Because
I'm not never leaving. So, you know, you might talk junk like you are. And the other day I told my wife, let me tell you something. If you keep treating me the way you treat me, one day you're going to wake up and I'm going to be sitting right there.
That's the garbage.